Passage 14. AIDS Threat.
The Clinton administration has declared the disease AIDS a threat to the national security of the United States. White House officials say they hope the action will help build support for programs to fight the disease around the world. Administration officials say the worldwide spread of AIDS is an especially serious security threat in developing countries. They say the AIDS crisis could affect democratic and economic development and lead to tensions that could result in wars. They say these problems could increase the chances of American intervention. A disease has never before been listed as a national security threat. Administration officials say AIDS is just one of serious threats to American interests in the new century. The others include the illegal drug trade, organized crime, and terrorism.
The United Nations AIDS program says about 34 million people are believed to be infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Most of them are in poor countries. In 21 countries, more than 10% of adults are infected with the AIDS virus. A recent American intelligence report says up to 25% of the population in southern African nations is at risk of dying from AIDS. More than 20 million people are believed to be infected with HIV in southern Africa. HIV infection levels also are increasing in India and other South Asian nations, as well as countries of the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe. More than 13 million people have died from the disease during the past 20 years.
The report says the large number of people dying from AIDS could weaken poor countries because there would be fewer people able to work. Many children are growing up without parents, and armies could be affected by the high infection rates among soldiers. The report says these conditions could cause tensions among ethnic groups and lead to the failure of some governments. The Clinton administration says AIDS is no longer just a worldwide medical problem. It is a problem that also involves economics and security.
The administration is requesting more than $250 million from Congress this year to try to slow the spread of the disease around the world. The administration wants more money for research to develop a vaccine to prevent AIDS. And Mr. Clinton has ordered an easing of restrictions to make AIDS drugs less costly and easier to get in African nations. Federal health officials praised Mr. Clinton's decision to declare AIDS a threat to national security. Some health officials suggest more countries should do the same. However, they say much more money is needed in the fight against AIDS. White House officials say President Clinton will appeal for joint action against AIDS at meetings of European leaders later this month and in July.